Hi folks, welcome to the Money 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 podcast. I'm Surabhi Upadhyay and we come to you every week with some very interesting conversations to help you get your personal finances in order and get smart with your money. According to a study recently conducted by Edelweiss Tokyo Life Insurance, 75% of cancer patients in India are either not insured or inadequately insured. Now, this means that along with mental and physical strain, cancer ends up being a huge financial hit on these patients and their families as well. So, in case you or any of your friends or extended family members have any history of this ailment in your family, please pay close attention, because this week on the show, we are about to discuss how to best prepare yourself to mitigate at least the financial impact of this dreaded disease. My guests on the show are Sumit Rai, MD and CEO of Edelweiss Tokyo Life Insurance, as well as financial planning expert Kshitij Mahajan. Kshitij, of course, joins us all the way from New Delhi. Gentlemen, thanks very much for joining us on the show. And Sumit, you know, it's very interesting. It's good that companies like yourselves, along with obviously looking at products and launches, are also increasing awareness about these subjects. So I found some of the findings of the survey very telling. The first one, as I said, that 75% of the patients simply don't have cover. So it's a straight hit.
Absolutely. And it's quite interesting. Everybody, you know, kind of understands that treatment of cancer is an expensive proposition. One, treatment is expensive. Two, you know, for a lot of people who are prime bread earners for their family, there's income forfeited during that period when you're ill and all of that. So actually, the financial impact of cancer is quite severe. Yet, for some reason or the other, our protection against cancer remains pretty poor. Most people believe that just the health insurance benefit that they have, either that one they bought themselves or from their employer, is quite enough. But usually it turns out that it is not. And that's what our study is showing.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people end up shelling money out of their pockets when better options are available.
Yeah. In fact, I was looking at some of the other findings as well, and they were equally interesting. And I think this was a study done across, 100 oncologists?
We did the study across 100 oncologists, across some of the leading hospitals of the country, across 15 cities. So it's a fairly wide representative study.
Yeah. So, of course, some of the trends do point out that the instances of this disease are only on the rise, and, you know, it's pretty much growing.
Absolutely, sir. You'll be surprised. I was when I read the number. About 12 lakh people are freshly diagnosed with cancer every year.
That's a big
number.
And
we have about 7.5 lakh people who die out of cancer or related issues every year. And those are big numbers. Even in a country as large as ours, those are big numbers. The other very interesting piece is, I think, how much women are afflicted by it. And I don't think it gets covered quite as often. The top three out of the top five occurring cancers are cancers that afflict women, which is, you know, breast cancer, ovarian cancer, and cervical. And women tend to be, in general, lesser protected for some of these than men are. So it's a double whammy.
Absolutely. And it's a little unfortunate, because it's not as if the industry is not offering products. I think specific cancer policies are at least a couple of years old in the market now?
Oh, absolutely. I think the first one would have come out about 4 years ago. So they've been around for a while.
Yes. So perhaps a little more awareness is required.
Absolutely.
But I think why it also becomes a little complex, and why perhaps people sort of skip it or it misses the mind, is that you never know how much insurance do you need. There's obviously basic life insurance, and you need your basic Mediclaim. Then these days people talk about critical illness covers, and now there's a separate cancer policy as well. So I think these are some of the things that immediately sort of hit a person, and things get pushed to the back burner then. And, you know, then sometimes it's just too late and you don't have a cover. So how to begin?
So I think if you look at the pyramid of financial planning, I think protection forms the base of that pyramid. Okay. And my suggestion would be at least 10% of your savings should go into the protection part of your financial planning. Now, that's life insurance, that's health insurance, and that's insurance against some of the other stuff like cancer, for example, or specific diseases. For example, cardiac and cancer are two of the most widely prevalent diseases in this country.
Sure.
So if you have options, I would say yes, you need to kind of provide for that as well.
Absolutely. On that note, let's bring in Kshitij into the conversation as well. So Kshitij, opening thoughts. These are new products. They might come at an additional cost, something over and above your basic Mediclaim. But it does make sense to look at them, right?
So I think very good start by Sumit. Surbhi, and interestingly, what you are saying, they come with additional cost, and rightly said by Sumit, the basic of financial planning is, first of all, you should ensure that you are, if you're not there, if something happened to you, you are very well covered. And that forms that you should have the term plan first, and then you can look at health insurance. And obviously now, looking at the numbers rising on the cancer insurance side, one should add cancer insurance product in in their kitty across. Most of the people, they don't even disclose what they're going through because they don't have financial strength to fight that. So the initial cysts become the early stage, and then it goes to the next stage because lack of money which goes into fighting cancer. But it comes at additional cost, and you'll be surprised to know the additional cost is just a cup of tea on a daily basis. At 10 to 15 rupees, maybe in some cases less than that, you can cover for more than 20 to 50 lakh of cover on a for a year. So that's the cost which I'm talking about. Somebody who's smoking, it's one cigarette. Somebody who's having a tea outside, it's 10 to 15 rupees on a daily basis. So there are various cover. If, let's say, Edelweiss Tokyo is offering at 5,500, there are certain cover at 3,000, 4,000. So there are various covers available. So the cost is not much. But interesting part is that why it is important to have a cancer policy different in each other's portfolios.
You raised some very, very important points, and I think that was very beautifully put. It is the cost of one cigarette if you're a smoker, and it's the cost of one cup of tea, perhaps. So I think that really sets the ball rolling. Now, no debating the fact that this is going to be required, and specifically if you have a history of the illness in your family, then there is no excuse, no reason why you shouldn't look at specific cancer products. Now, here's my first question. Let me ask you this. There are critical illness policies as well, right? They cover a range of illnesses, I think, including cancer. So the first question a policy buyer will have in mind is, why should I get an additional cover? Let me get a critical illness cover. That will anyway cover me against a whole range of illnesses. So what do you say to that?
So critical illness covers, like, say, 20, 25 critical illness diseases, first of all. And as the name suggests, it only covered the critical part of the disease. So somebody who's let's say, diagnosed with the first stage of cancer, or maybe, let's say, diagnosed the first stage of pre-cancer cysts, which is carcinoma in situ stage, they will not going to pay you for anything for that. That's the important part. If your cancer will get into a malignated phase, only then they can pay on the critical illness part. Second is, the policy ceases to exist if you are diagnosed for some other disease. Let's say somebody is having a heart disease, and because of this, the guy has to go for some urgent surgery. And if he take the claim, that policy ceases to exist further. So your overall purpose of claiming that you are covering cancer through that disease will not fulfill. Third, the important part is, in all the cancer policies specifically, whether it is from Edelweiss or from ICICI, Max, or from, let's say, HDFC, they have beautiful products wherein they keep on increasing your premium if you're not claiming the cover. And second, the important part is that they have different stages. Let's say if the cyst stage is there, they'll pay you 20% lump sum on the go only. And if you have a second stage, let's say the first earliest stage of cancer, they pay you 40%, or maybe in some cases they pay you 100% of the total premium. Okay. And the policy doesn't cease to last till that only.
Okay.
It will continue after that only.
So I know there are a lot of features. That's why insurance is a complicated topic. There's plenty of fine print. There are plenty of features you have to go through. It's a little breathless, I understand. But let me bring in Sumit into this as well. So again, the same question. So for instance, if you compare your own cancer product versus the critical illness product, some of the arguments that Kshitij is making, do they hold that actually if I've exhausted my critical illness policy, if I've made a claim because there was a heart condition, then I can't use the same policy for, let's say, cancer later?
Oh, absolutely. I think Kshitij has made a very valid point there. With the critical illness, there's a range of maybe 20, 25, 40, whatever, and the larger the better seems to be the principle these days. But if you get stuck by one, and look, life is not that if you have one critical illness, nothing else will happen to you.
True.
The rate at which we are going, heart ailment are widely spread. Most critical illness policies get consumed in the heart ailments. And then if you get stuck by something else, then what? And you know that some of these, like cancer, for example, is probably the most expensive in terms of treatment. So to my mind, it's always prudent to have an additional cover which is specific to that. Especially, like I said earlier, if the rate of the incidence continues to increase the way it is, then I think it's prudent to have a separate cancer policy. I think what also adds is that there's a variety of new features that are getting added which a critical illness policy will not. And those are features that are, they're different features, but those are features that are value added and why somebody should invest in something like this.
Okay. I think both the experts are absolutely in agreement. The need to have a separate cancer policies become very, very clear now, because your critical illness policy will A, not cover cancer if you've already made a claim for another disease, and B, it will only cover cancer at a late stage, not at an early diagnosis stage. Now the question is how to go about choosing the right cancer policy. Shridesh, let me start with you first up. Now, what are the things to keep in mind? First of all, if there is family history, are there additional questions? Are there medical tests? Where do you begin when you want to go ahead and get yourself a cancer cover?
So obviously medical history, what you're saying, is the first thing. Second thing, we need to understand that what type of environment in which we are living, what type of stress levels we are going through. So, you know, there are certain exclusion, and you'll be laughing at it. The exclusion includes that there are some biological or nuclear, if, you know, contamination is there, the policy is not covered. My point is, you know, the level of pollution, the way the life is going on right now, we should consider it that level also while buying a cancer policy. Third important part, you have that type of deep pockets to pay for your future expenses. Let's say tomorrow if 30, 40 lakh expense will come. Because this actually can take a big toll on anybody's family's future plan. This can make you sell your home. This can make you disrupt the entire plan which you have made for your plan. Fourth important point is that are you the only earning member? And why I'm saying this, because sometimes it happens that if you are the only earning member and you have to go through this entire piece of problem, then it'll be a very, very problematic thing for you to take out money for all these things. So important is that we should consider 3-4 features while buying a cancer policy. And important point is that now how to go about it, what type of cover we should look at it. Now, depending on what type of medical cover or critical illness cover existing you have, you can look at buying a cancer policy. Minimum should be 20 lakh, and that's why I'm saying that if you are detected with a cancer policy, there are certain policies which will cover you with some monthly income also after detection of advanced stage of cancer policy. And okay, that monthly income depends on your total cover.
Okay, all right. A couple of points over there. I think some words struck me and therefore I noted them down. So Sumit, of course, exclusions. Now tell us the fine print without us having to read the policy document. Tell us what are the exclusions, where are the cases where maybe the claim doesn't get honored. What should one be wary of or aware of when it comes to the fine print of such a cancer policy?
I think the first and foremost thing that we should keep in mind is proper disclosure. Mm-hmm. Very often, consumers, without even intending, don't disclose properly, and then it becomes an issue later on. So if, for example, you are a smoker, mm-hmm, if you have a family history, I think those are things that you should first kind of
and premiums,
explain
premiums,
and disclose.
I'm guessing, go up once those disclosures are made. By how much? Like, how much would it vary?
It really depends. I think most people believe that they do. Mm-hmm. But those are pretty extreme cases.
Okay.
So if I look at how many cases get rated up, that's maybe 4-5% after
this
disclosures.
This is on regular disclosures like being a smoker?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, because this is a question that I've been asked earlier, that should I disclose or not disclose?
Now, in some kind of product, for example, smoking will exclude you.
Okay.
You may not get offered.
So what kind of products when you say that?
So in cancer, that's a high probability, especially if you're a heavy smoker, you've been smoking for a very long time.
Sure.
Then it might lead to exclusion.
Okay.
You might not get offered.
Okay.
Right? So that can happen.
Okay.
But for most people, I don't think that applies. So I think the first thing is disclosure.
And what about family history? Is there a chance of being excluded under any circumstances?
It might, but in general it doesn't. I haven't seen those family history details leading to people being excluded.
Okay.
Some types of cancer, where family history traditions are very strong, for example, renal cancer, could lead to something like this, but by and large not.
Okay. So the second question that comes to mind is obviously the quantum of coverage. Now, I hear both you as well as Shritish talk about a 20 lakh cover. Is that the sort of rule of thumb?
So let me put it differently. Mm-hmm. When we did this survey, one of the things that we discovered, cost can vary from 4.5 lakhs to as much as 13, 14, 15 lakhs.
Okay.
Right? Depending on the stage of cancer and all of that. No, that's one part. That's just the cost.
Mm-hmm.
There is post-treatment medicine and everything else.
Sure.
Those add up to the cost.
Sure.
As Shritish was mentioning, if you're the primary earner, then there's income forfeited. You're probably not at work for a fairly long period of time and all of that. All of that adds up. So to my mind, yes, the thumb rule is if you want to go for a cover of this variety, between 20 to 30 lakhs you should certainly look at.
Okay.
You should add what is your income replacement. So if, for example, you're going to be likely out of work for 5, 6, 7 months, then how much is that loss that you will incur, and that you should add.
Okay, so therefore you're talking about a cover of at least 20 lakhs because that factors in a lot of these,
absolutely,
these issues. Now, how are the products actually structured? When do the payouts happen? What happens when there is a diagnosis in the unfortunate case that there is a diagnosis?
So what happens is, actually these products are structured very simply. Okay. All basically you need is a certificate of diagnosis from a doctor. Mm-hmm. Right? Once the doctor gives that certificate of diagnosis, you pretty much submit it to the insurer. Most insurers follow the same kind of procedure. You submit it to the insurer along with some other income documents. Sorry, not so much income, but
medical documents.
Medical documents and others, and your past reports and all of that.
Sure.
And basis that, the payout goes out. It is, in these kind of products, is not linked to the actual money that you may have spent.
Okay. Okay.
It is not even linked to whether you've already spent the money or whether the spending is going to come.
Yes, yes. So you don't
on
have to
diagnosis,
constantly keep giving bills
absolutely.
And proofs.
Absolutely. Okay. You don't have to do all of that. It's a relatively simple process.
Okay. And it's a one-step lump sum payout or is it sort of a part payment?
It could, depending on the structure of the product. Some, as Kshitij was also mentioning, some products also give you monthly payout. Mm-hmm. So it's the structure of the product. You could choose to go for lump sum and everything would be paid out at one go.
Okay.
It will also depend a little bit on definition. So, for example, a minor disease or a minor episode could lead to, let's say, 20% payout, but policy continuing.
Okay.
And a major one could lead to 100% payout. Mm-hmm. So, those flexibilities are pretty much available depending on the product.
Okay. Okay. Should they come in on this? Some of these fine points and the structure of the products and the policies. And typically, what do you advise people to do? To opt for the monthly payout or, you know, so how do you go ahead and make that decision?
So, what one can look at it, is one should look at paying little extra. And rightly said by Sumit, when it comes to covering yourself, as I told you that the cost is not much. One should look at paying little extra, but look for the coverage for, you know, indexed cost also. Like if you're not taking cover for 5 years, it keeps on increasing your premium cover by 10% each year. Okay. And at the same time, look for a payout after your entire payout. Look for a monthly payout after your entire payment has been done. Just to give an example, somebody who's covering for 20 lakh and 5 years he has not taken any claim, and at the rate of 10% if the amount is increasing, he's at 25, 26 lakh of cover after 5 years, and he's been detected with, let's take for example, carcinoma in situ stage, he'll be given 20%. That means, let's say 25 lakhs, 20%, 5 lakh immediately. And after 5 years, he's been detected with advanced stage, let's take for example. After that, you know, because his cover was reduced by 5 lakh from 25 lakh because he has already availed that increased amount, he'll be given 20 lakh and the policy ceases to exist, close at that point in time. But after that, he'll be given 10% or 12% depending on various manufacturers on a yearly basis of that cover. That means every year he'll get 2 lakh to 2.25 lakh on a monthly, on a yearly basis for next 5 years. That means initially he got 5 lakh, then he got 20 lakh, and then he got almost 10 lakh.
But so that's for really a policy interesting. Let me understand this. So you're saying that the actual payout in this case is going over and above the sum assured because
35 lakh.
The original sum assured, was only 20 lakhs. Because there was no claim in the first 5 years, that's why the sum assured went up to 25.
Right.
And yet there are additional payouts even after you've taken the lump sum.
Right.
Okay.
So, the total payout is close to about 35 lakh.
Let me ask the manufacturer about this. Are these features common or are these the one-odd policies where, you know, this extra sweetener is being thrown in, Sumit?
So these kind of features are now fairly common. Okay. There are new features coming in every day. So, for example, one of the objections that we've often heard from people who buy or don't buy is that if it doesn't happen to me, then my money's gone waste. So, for example, one of the things that we've done
with
our product.
That's the whole point of insurance. We keep talking about term insurance. That's the whole idea that you pay a certain, you know, sum and it's absolute pure protection. This is not about making your money work.
What you ended up doing is to recognize that objection and say, okay, fine. We will refund the premium to you if nothing happens.
Oh, okay. So
at the end
of
the period, you've chosen a period, let's say 20 years. If at the end of the premium, end of the period, nothing's happened, you've been God's favorite child, let's say, and nothing's happened to you, so you will get the premium back. And so that takes away that one element that a lot of people, I think, hesitate from.
What more do you want? You'll get your money back if you are lucky enough not to be diagnosed with something like this. I think really one can't complain with the insurance industry. They're putting a lot of flexibilities out there. So now that we've discussed a lot of the details, the question is, whom do you buy the policy from? And the kind of policies that we've been discussing, Sumit, of course, are policies which life insurers offer. But your colleagues on the general insurance side, I think they also have come up with products.
Absolutely.
So how is the competition there? And then, you know, sort of what suits which category of buyer?
I think, for example, the cancer products in basic construct are pretty similar. Whether you buy it from a life insurer or from a health insurer or a general insurer, the basic construct remains pretty much similar. There are lots of features which are different. And so those can, you know, choose different, different kind of customers can choose what fits them best. Some people may choose for, as Shitiz was mentioning, monthly payouts or annual payouts instead of lump sum payouts. Some others may want lump sum payout. Some people may want return of premiums. And so I think those are the things that you should keep in mind about what will suit you best. Rather than deciding whether you want to go to a GI company or a health insurance company or a life insurance company, I think what particularly is your requirement and what are you looking for and what would you want is what should decide.
So check the features. Fair enough. It doesn't matter who's giving you the policy as long as the features match your requirements. Shitiz, you've been, of course, analyzing a lot of different products out there. What are your findings? What kind of policies do you think generally work best for the average person out there?
So, rightly said by Sumit, most of the features are common. The only difference when you buy through a general insurance company, let's say you buy through Apollo, Max or SBI General, one is it can come as an additional rider in your medical policy.
Okay.
Or it can come separately in which hospitalization expense is covered. Like, take for example, Apollo. What they will do is they will have a three variants of their policy, wherein in one, only hospitalization expense, 30-day pre-med hospitalization or 60-day post-hospitalization, along with some, I believe, ambulance charges is covered. Second variant in which they are giving, as per the detection of cancer, they're giving 60% of the covered amount. And third variant is they're giving 100% of the overall covered amount. So it comes with a variant in terms of hospitalization. So most of the policies in general insurance, they don't have that cancer insurance product as a separate product. There are only 3 to 4 manufacturers which are doing that. Otherwise, most of the policies are having additional rider in their medical insurance offerings, what they are doing is.
Okay.
So I think the
so
cost is
So one more
same.
Question. You know, so yeah, I was just coming to the cost, Shitiz, actually. So you're telling us that, I mean, you gave the example of Apollo, so that's how the product structuring might be different. Is there any major difference in premiums?
Right.
Because what we discussed, a basic thumb rule is about maybe 5,000 odd rupees premium per year for a 20 lakh cover, which is what some of the life insurers are offering. What about the GI side?
So important point here is would be that we should look at a manufacturer which will cover from minimum age to the maximum age. So Subit can add to this, but my sense is that there are certain manufacturers on the life insurance side which are covering from 5 to 65. You can enter at from the age of 6 years up to the age of 64 years till 85 the policy will last.
Okay.
Because cancer can happen at any stage. You go to hospital, you see small kids going through this pain. So what I'm trying to tell you here is that we need to understand one thing very clearly. Those manufacturers who are giving you the maximum coverage in terms of the lifespan of the cover make more sense to go for it. So when you talk about Apollo, on the general insurance side, they are covering from, let's say, 25 to 65 years of people.
So there might be an age filter. So please make sure. Yeah, I get your point completely. These are the things that we need to watch out for as policy buyers. Check some of these, the fine print in the policy. If there's an age filter that kind of limits your coverage, and do you really want to do that? Or do you want to be with an insurer which gives you a much wider and absolute complete cover? So those are things to keep in mind. Shitiz, on that note...
Yeah,
please carry on.
So I'm saying when you talk about the indexed cost in terms of if you don't take cover and premium keep on increasing, not with all the general insurance happens like this. There are few who can offer you. And at the same time, I have not come across that is there any monthly payment options in any general insurance offerings. So one can choose as per his need.
Okay.
If it is he is not properly covered on the medical insurance side, then he should add a rider in his medical insurance. If he is properly covered on the medical insurance side, then he should look at a life insurance individual cancer policy at a cost of a tea or a cigarette.
That's the punchline, right? You're getting an individual standalone cover against such a dreaded disease at the cost of a cup of tea. On that note, Shitiz, any specific names you would like to leave viewers with? Again, these are not recommendations. These are just some ideas you can work with. Please go out, do your own due diligence, and then come to your decisions. Shitiz, any specific names?
So Max, HDFC, Edelweiss, Tokyo, and then you have ICICI. These are the four names, which I should recommend that you should look at. You can do your due diligence at your end. And then you can look at PNB MetLife, you can look at SBI, a couple of more names.
Okay.
So these are the manufacturers who have some good products and where you can get value for money.
Okay, fair enough. So Sumit, final thoughts? Anything else that you'd like to leave our viewers with? I think this helps in creating some awareness. Any other thoughts?
So I would like to say just this. I think a lot of us find this entire topic of cancer not something that is easy to deal with or discuss. And therefore, we tend to push it to the background. My request is, this is a reality. It is likely to happen to a lot of us. It's something that we should look out for and protect ourselves against. If that the single objective can be achieved out of the show, I think this has been well worth it.
Well, I think the effort has certainly been there. Thanks to you and thanks to Kshitij as well for joining in and spreading the word. That's it on this week's podcast. You can catch the show at 6:30 p.m. on Tuesdays with repeats on Saturday and Sunday mornings only on CNBC TV 18. You can also find us on the CNBC TV 18 YouTube channel. Do send your feedback, comments, queries. Catch me on Twitter. My handle is at Surabhi Upadhyay. That's SURABHIUPADHYAY. Don't forget to add the hashtag money. Catch you next week.